From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The Turkish military, along with allied Syrian rebels, is in the sixth day of a military campaign to drive Kurdish forces and Islamic State militants out of the Jarablus area. In Washington, Secretary of Defense Ash Carter Monday called on Turkey to concentrate on the fight against the Islamic State group and to stop attacks on the Kurdish-led alliance.
We've called on both sides to not fight with one another, to continue to focus the fight on ISIL. That's the basis of our cooperation with both of them.
The Turkish government has made it clear that its seizure of the border town of Jarablus is as much to halt the Kurds as to expel the Islamic State group. The U.S. State Department is continuing to warn U.S. citizens of an increased threat from terrorist groups throughout Turkey. In a travel advisory issued Monday, the State Department said it urges Americans to avoid traveling to the southeastern part of the country, especially to areas in close proximity to the Syrian border.
Nesta jornada para me defender do impeachment.
Testifying Monday at her impeachment trial, suspended Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff denied allegations of manipulating government accounts. Ms. Rousseff addressed the Senate, repeating her claim that the impeachment drive was a coup. Rousseff is accused of taking illegal state loans to cover deficits in the budget. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is calling on candidates in Gabon to refrain from claiming victory in Saturday's presidential election until the results are released. Sunday presidential challenger Jean Ping said early results indicated he has won the vote, while a spokesman for the incumbent Ali Bongo said the president is headed for a second term. This is VOA News.